Delling Poll, The Great Reset is Trending. Here's Why. By James Delling Poll on November 18, 2020. The Great Reset has been trending on Twitter. Once you're familiar with what it means for the future of our civilization, you'll understand why. Put simply, it is the blueprint for a complete transformation of the world economy. There will be no money, no private property, no democracy. Instead, every key decision, what you do for a living, how much stuff you consume, whether you can take a vacation, will be decided for you by a remote, unaccountable elite of experts. It sounds like a conspiracy theory, and is often dismissed as such by people who imagine they are being savvy and sophisticated. In fact, though, the people pushing for the Great Reset are perfectly open about their plan. Indeed, they can scarcely stop talking about it. One of these people is Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. It was a video of Trudeau talking about the Great Reset which prompted the flurry of nervous interest on social media. Trudeau says, "Building back better means giving support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine our economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change." It sounds innocuous enough, the kind of meaningless garbage you'd expect from to come from Trudeau. But in fact, there is deeper meaning to the phrases he uses: building back better, 2030 agenda, sustainable development, and the SDGs. And reset are all buzzwords for the complete transformation of the global economy in order to create a new world order. Built back better is the slogan of the Great Reset and the man who invented it, Klaus Schwab. Schwab is a bald German in his early 80s with a strong accent and the sinister air of a James Bond villain who in the 1970s founded what is now known as the World Economic Forum. The WEF holds the annual summit at Davos in Switzerland where, it has been said, billionaires go to lecture millionaires on how ordinary people live. Up until recently, Davos has probably seemed like a harmless event. A sort of annual joke in which we all get to laugh at the absurd spectacle of the 1% of the 1% turning up in their private jets and their limousines to expound on the importance of sustainability and saving the planet. But the events of 2020 have changed all that because COVID-19 has provided the perfect pretext for the kind of coordinated globalist takeover which might previously have been little more than an evil glint in Klaus Schwab's eyes. By Schwab's own admission, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies. In short, he says, every industry must be transformed. We need a great reset of capitalism. In a warning of the roller coaster of change we can expect if this plan goes ahead, Schwab continues, the level of cooperation and ambition this implies is unprecedented. But it is not some impossible dream. In fact, one silver lining of the pandemic is that it has shown how quickly we can make radical changes to our lifestyles. Almost instantly, the crisis forced businesses and individuals to abandon practices long claimed to be essential, from frequent air travel to working in an office. As the WEF puts it of the coming technocracy that would rule our lives, welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. There is nothing new about the Great Reset. Schwab and his acolytes have been talking about it for years. Chinese coronavirus, or rather the draconian, liberty-sapping measures taken by governments in order to combat it, has merely accelerated the process. As I reported in an earlier piece, Schwab has written several books about his master plan. His latest, called COVID-19, The Great Reset, makes no bones about the fact that the chaos of the coronavirus pandemic represents the perfect opportunity to accelerate the entire world towards a new normal. At the time of writing, June 2020, the pandemic continues to worsen globally. Many of us are pondering when things will return to normal. The short response is, never. Nothing will ever return to the broken sense of normalcy that prevailed prior to the crisis because the coronavirus pandemic marks a fundamental inflection point in our global trajectory. Got that? As far as your new globalist overlords are concerned, you are never going to get your old life back, however much you might wish it. Also, be clear, this is being done for your own good because your old way of life was based on a broken model. Such is the author's conviction that the new normal is what we need and should want. He scarcely bothers to pretend that Chinese coronavirus is anything other than a handy pretext. Unlike certain past epidemics, COVID-19 doesn't pose a new existential threat. Schwab is clear in his book that coronavirus is not so much a crisis as an opportunity to be exploited. A chance to accelerate the birth of the new world order he calls the fourth industrial revolution. Radical changes of such consequence are coming that some pundits have referred to a before coronavirus, BC, and after coronavirus, AC, era. We will continue to be surprised by both the rapidity and unexpected nature of these changes. As they conflate with each other, they will provoke second, third, fourth and more order consequences, cascading effects and unforeseen outcomes. All of this stuff would, of course, be mere pie in the sky if it were just a sinister-looking bald guy with a passing resemblance to Blofeld saying it. Unfortunately, lots of people of influence around the world take this stuff very seriously. That's why Joe Biden used Build Back Better as his campaign slogan. It's why the UK Conservatives feature the website on their Twitter page. And why UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson inserts the phrase into his speeches. In fact, as I reported in May, it's a phrase you find being used by all manner of institutions. My piece was titled Build Back Better, the latest code phrase for green global tyranny. Hardly anyone was interested back then. Maybe more people will be now that they start to realize that while these global reset guys may sound like kooks, they are in fact deadly serious. Sure, it sounds like a conspiracy theory. But as someone wise once said, it's not a conspiracy theory when they tell you exactly what they're doing.